The latest from podnews.net. Audio Boom's revenue is up by 171%, they announced today, revealing their financial results for the first half of 2019. The company says they're growing four times faster than the wider industry and also says they're on their way to profitability. 88% of their revenue comes from the US market, but they also say they're successfully growing their UK business too. Westwood One released their podcast download Spring 2019 report with new data about how people discover and listen to podcasts. They report that podcast ads are least likely to be skipped in comparison to radio, TV, print or online, and 31% of new podcast listeners do so because they've heard them advertised on the radio. And what is one of the fastest growing advertising categories on traditional AM, FM radio? It's podcasting. 106 podcasts advertised on the radio in quarter one 2019, just 11 did in quarter four 2018. In the UK, the Young Audio Awards announced they are returning for 2020. They were called the Young Arias last year. Young people aged 8 to 18 who are involved in radio, podcasts or audio projects can enter. AdsWiz and TapAd have announced a partnership to enhance advertising targeting. The TapAd graph enables marketers to identify a brand customer or related household across multiple devices, says TapAd's website. Podcrypt has had a number of releases since we saw it last. It's a multi-platform podcast player that allows you to listen to podcasts and optionally donate back to podcasts automatically using cryptocurrency. As there are more places to go for your podcasts than ever before, Nielsen released research on the fragmented US television market. The company reports that 18 to 34-year-old viewers took an average of 9.5 minutes flicking through menus and channels to work out what to watch next. Think about how much more engagement content providers and platforms could achieve if they took out the guesswork, adds the Post. Multitude, a podcast collective founded in 2017, launched The Multi Crew, a membership program including an exclusive podcast called Heart, Heart, Gut. We want to continue our momentum and keep growing, the CEO, Amanda McLaughlin, tells us. We could wait for a pile of cash to fall out of the sky or some giant media company to offer to acquire us, or we could be powered by our listeners, she says. The New York Times reckons we've already got enough podcasts, but beyond the clickbaity headline, it's an interesting read with folks like Jordan Harbinger, Tom Webster, and others. Pacific Content's Steve Pratt says that the company is being increasingly contacted about making internal podcasts for employees. Thank you to Cecily Armstrong, who's our newest personal supporter. You should be like Cecily, podnews.net/support. And thank you to Podfront UK, representing the best podcasts in the world, for becoming our latest silver supporter. Your generosity is very much appreciated. In podcasts today, we cover loads of them, including Women Like Us, a new spoof women's podcast produced by comedy radio producer Ed Morrish, and Green Eggs and Dan. It's out on August the 7th. Dan Adut talks with comedians, writers, actors and chefs about what they love most, food, because everyone eats. Would you, could you, in your app, try it when it comes out. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.